Hello, and welcome to my newly revamped, renamed, and redirected podcast named Asking Angels. What have you asked your angels for today? Or perhaps lately? Whenever we sit and wonder and ask unanswerable questions in our mind, we are speaking to our angels, be it our guardians set forth for us when we sign this contract of life, or perhaps others that we have acquired over time based upon our needs emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Sometimes it's even possible to lose someone very close to you and have that person in time help to be a guide for you. I hope you're looking, listening, and learning today, because I do have a lot of juicy information that you might like to hear. Let's get started. Now, I'd like to start discussion with a few additional senses that you may not be aware that you actually have. There are many extra senses that we are born with, knowing nothing about, and unfortunately, taught nothing about. And it's up to us to discover them. Now, you might be thinking, like, I'm not clairvoyant, I don't have abilities. But the fact of the matter is, everyone is born with certain clair traits, some stronger than others, some buried way down deep in there, and others are a lot closer to the surface. You may find that you use some of these senses without even acknowledging that you are using them. They might just be so ingrained into your life that you use them on a daily basis. For others, it may be that you have never been able to trust your instincts enough to follow through with that feeling that you might have or thought that you should change lanes suddenly and turn out to avoid an accident. There are tons of gifts that we have just beneath the surface. All we need is to shed a little light on them and they will grow. Just like a flower, when you plant a seed and you wait for that beautiful flower to grow, it does need a few things. It won't grow in a dark bucket. It's not going to stretch 4 feet for light. It needs the light and the water to be nurtured. So I hope you take the time today to listen on a little bit of these clairs that I would like to share with you to see if you naturally gravitate towards any of them, or maybe this is something that you want to work on, learn more about. You might be pleasantly surprised. All right. So we are going to dive right in to the four predominant clairs. Research done on mediums in recent years suggests that certain individuals are more prone to being in touch with gifts like these due to the way that they allow themselves to perceive life. For example, not giving in to social pressures, setting their own expectations on level of belief in the supernatural that leads them to more experiences of spiritual communication. Many of these individuals are predispositioned for absorption of these clair experiences of spiritual communication from very early on in life. In most cases, even gravitating and relating most to a spiritual belief system, even if not precognizant of this. This is because it genuinely aligns in a very meaningful way to the individual that they may not understand, but they do know. Now, this knowing is a sense that society deprives us of trusting. The knowing is something that has been with me majority of my life, likely even strongest as a child, when our minds and our hearts are most authentically aligned. A certain internal harmony, if you will, that can only be possible as being an unprogrammed to society's grid individual. Living this raw and bare to the world enables us to view and experience things in the purest of form, be it people,
situations, or energies. Though it's not just the forced learning of these parameters in which society cages our minds, there are several other major components that stifle spiritual growth within us from a very young age. I think the most impactful is, firstly, generational spiritual disconnect. Parents can only teach their children what they have been taught, and so on. Humans by nature, we want to help our loved ones. We want to fuel them with all the things that will propel them in life. Metaphorically speaking, we do this by giving and teaching them the tools that they will need to succeed. To always hope for the sun, but to be prepared for the rain. But the truth is, we have forgotten. We've forgotten generations long ago by ancestors who were forced to shed these beliefs and ideals in order to provide better lives for these very loved ones. Though, of course, more traditional, old way practices may have still continued in the shadows, they too were slighted over time by those within these very inner circles. Fear set in, perpetuated by the doubt of man, and slowly we viewed ourselves as less spirit and more human. The mere idea of such beliefs became abstract and thus dangerous if not controlled, wildly emboldening religious groups and organizations to take the lead. Ironic, however, it is to portray these spiritual people as being primitive and barbaric, when it was this very civilized group that both created and enacted some of the world's most barbaric periods of time. This idea of being your own beacon in and of itself, even today, feels, for lack of better words, blasphemous. Just the very thought of acknowledging your own light within and the divine connection that you already have, that already exists within you, it feels a bit forbidden. I mean, even for myself, having grown up attending strict Roman Catholic schools until high school, I'm still what I like to refer to as unprogramming my system. We learn so many things growing up in the beginning. You believe it all to be true. Teachers, parents, your boss, why would they lie? Maybe it wasn't a lie, but just that they were taught, and so on. And as you become wise by age or experience, you learn not everyone is as honest and open as maybe you are. And maybe sometimes people even find their way into your life just to burn it down. Everyone who enters your life is another lesson in a school called life. Not everyone is meant to stay either. No matter how much you thought this or how deep your conversations were that, only a few stay for the long haul, but no matter the duration of time in your life, you will be the student or you will be the teacher, whenever the roles fit. We evolve in this way by challenging ideals that no longer serve our being, feeling our own way through this world, finding the place where we know this is it. Despite doubt or judgment of others, finding your gift in this life and sharing it, that is living in the present. Every day can be a gift to yourself and to others if you simply let it. So what of these abilities that exist existentially within us all? Clairaudience. Clairaudience is the ability to hear sounds beyond normal range. In a psychic sense, the literal definition means clear hearing. Clairsentience. Clairsentience is the ability to feel emotions or sensations for guidance. Claircognizance. Claircognizance is described as a gut feeling that guides you. Non-emotional. Clairvoyance. Clairvoyance is the ability to receive messages from spirits in form of visions and symbols. While other clairs are recognized, these four are pretty exclusively referred to. Let's start with clairaudience, or clear hearing, sometimes also referred to as absorption. When most people hear this term clairaudience, they think of hearing direct voice or conversation from the other side. But not all people with this gift receive messages in that way, and some do not hear spoken words at all. Instead, they may hear music, a familiar voice, laughter, or other sounds from a spirit guide that serve as symbols for your understanding. It often starts as a ringing in your ear, not to be confused, however, with tinnitus. This often means that something has hit your spiritual cell tower and someone's looking to tell you something. Sometimes it can come to you after you ask yourself an internal question, popping in as a foreign thought that you do not feel attached to, per se, and have not constructed yourself. Clairaudience is very often linked with clairvoyance. With this, you see messages along with internal or external noises. Other times, it's simply hearing your name being called with no one who said it. Clairaudient messages often sound like an even, calm voice talking in your head. Mostly straightforward, you know, having a frivolous thought and instantly rebutted by that calm voice saying, wait until after graduation. Or maybe one word or number which means something to you at that particular time, or maybe not at that time. Maybe its relevance will make its importance known to you at a later time. Unexplainable, reaffirming daily signs. Clairvoyance, or clear seeing. Sometimes people use this term as if it were synonymous with psychic, but real clairvoyance is just one of four clairs a psychic uses. Clairvoyant messages usually come in as a sort of metaphor, like an image coming through your mind's antenna. Early in your journey, you may find clairaudience is your strongest psychic ability. Clairvoyance often coming years later. It's different for everyone, of course, but the more you listen, you learn. Be patient as it grows over time. Clairsentience, or clear feeling. These messages come through as a feeling and are the most common of the clairs. Gut instincts, that sense of the collective energy of a room, you know, the reading of emotions of others are also involved in this category. Claircognizance, or clear knowing. This is when we have the knowledge about a person, place, or events that we would not normally know about. Different from clear feeling, this sense does not come from feeling emotions, but rather undoubtedly knowing. It comes from a different place in your body. For example, knowing you need to call your son's school because, you know, you had a very terrible feeling about something and come to find that an event had happened in which perhaps they were injured. Obviously, worst case scenario, but, you know, these are these feelings that we have when it comes to claircognizance. As I had mentioned earlier, these abilities exist within us all. Some are buried much deeper, while other gifts are only just beneath the surface, waiting for you to embrace, acknowledge, and accept them. When we trust ourselves and we start to put ourselves first in that regard, caring not for others' judgment on the path that we've chosen, you truly blossom in a way that
no amount of listening to a podcast or doing research or any sort of self-education can do. It is simply enlightening to allow yourself the freedom to explore these gifts that you have, despite the lack of knowledge that you think you have. Once you travel down that rabbit hole, I can tell you from personal experience that the world opens up for you in these matters. If not just for a moment today, I would like for you to remember probably one of the most important things you'll hear today. You are a soul having a human experience. If we are fallen angels, we're working our way to purify our souls through these lives and these lessons in order to manifest to the ultimate nirvana, which is purification of ourselves. Plato's Metaphysics of Soul. If I can ask of you one thing, if not just for a moment today, please remember that you are having this human experience as a spiritual being. Your spirit seeks you to seek it. And until you take that step, all they can do is wait. All you can do is wait. Discipline is probably one of the most important traits that no one wants to tell you about. Discipline is the strongest and most ultimate form of self-love. You know, you have no problem taking an hour to watch your favorite Netflix show, right? Oh, you know what? That hour went so quick. Let's watch one more. But when it comes to putting in an hour of time to your spirituality, or even if you want to be more vain, to going to the gym, you know? Oh, I can't spare an hour. That's so long. But, you know, your antiquation of other things doesn't equal out. So just take a minute to remind yourself that you are an investment. You need to invest in yourself. Love yourself, because you cannot share when your cup is empty. I would like to leave you with an amazing quote and disagreement that historically Plato had with his scholars. This is Plato's Metaphysics of Soul. Scholars disagree about what soul is for Plato. Some argue that soul is a form. Others argue that soul is a particular. I argue that soul is in a third metaphysical category. Soul is an intermediate between forms and particulars. The soul moves in and out of a changing, unstable reality, while also maintaining the ability to grasp knowledge and acquire virtue. This role for soul is possible only because it has an intermediate status. So today, I challenge you to ask your angels. Start the conversation. Ask them for the guidance that you seek. It might not be in the way that you hope, but it will be in the way that you need. And what I mean by that is, no one's going to do it for you, you know? But you can ask for the courage to do it. No one's going to be your miraculous solution, but you can ask for the assistance to be your own. Challenge yourself. Ask the important questions that you've been avoiding. Because sometimes in life, if you can't get over it, it's because you need to go through it. Here are some great questions I would love answers to from my angels. Starting with the most basic question, what is a soul? What is the relationship between the soul and the body?
Where does your soul reside? What is the soul comprised of? Are we our soul in true and fact? These eyes that we peer out of, we are the thing inside looking out. We are not the thing it's looking out of, right? If we cycle bodies to purify our soul, do we also cycle with the same group of souls? Do we seek each other out in different lives and roles, different positions in each life? If so, are we drawn to each of these souls, physically, spiritually? Do we seek each other out subconsciously by making decisions to synchronize our lives in order to cross paths, like blips on radar? Is this what we recognize as soulmates, be it platonic or romantic? Are we programmed to seek, or is it our free will and need to do so, each other? Are we meant to find each other in order to fulfill our life's contract? Or perhaps just a matter of needing them to get your mind straight in order to complete your mission while passing through each life? Is there such a thing as coincidence, or is it all fate? Destiny? Is it an ever-changing and fluid, or as solid as rock? What questions do you have? I hope you think of some really good ones, and that listening to this episode has truly jogged your brain. I wish you, as always, love and light and advancement on your spiritual journey, wherever you may be in it. That's all for today, my friends. May love and light always shine on you.